It's a special thing when you get to spend time with somebody who has really been through things in their life and not given up and not given in and remain steadfast, because they are like walking pillars reminding us of God's faithfulness. It's a testimony and a witness. When we persevere through trials and tribulations and suffering, and we're able to give praise and glory to God in the way that we navigate it, in the way that we manage it. If there's one thing that I hope and pray that you will remember, that you will internalize, is that God is faithful. When you don't have enough money to pay your bills, God is faithful. When somebody you love has gone down the wrong path and you can't see them heading or turning back towards the right way, remember that God is faithful. When a loved one has a terminal illness, or you have a terminal illness, God is faithful still. When you've been fighting an addiction or falling into temptation, and you haven't been able to get out of it, God is faithful. When all those animals were on Noah's ark, and Noah was there with his family, and the rain and the wind had been coming down for 39 days straight, day and night, he got pretty used to that sound of the whoosh. He got pretty used to the waves and the dark clouds. Probably forgot what blue sky looked like. But you know what? God is faithful. God is faithful to bring them through the storm. They couldn't even see land because there was no land to see. He probably smelled a lot of unk on that boat too, man. Elephants? God is faithful. Even Jesus' disciples, Jesus was in the boat with them on the Sea of Galilee when a storm came up and the waves got big and the boat wasn't that big. And they all thought they were going to die and they feared for their lives. When Jesus finally woke up, you remember what he asked them? Why are you so scared? He didn't say this, but it was implied. You know, God is faithful. You don't need to be afraid. Don't you know I'm here with you? He just spoke a word to the waves and the wind and the rain. He said, be still. And all of a sudden, those waves, that wind, it all just went. God is faithful. When you don't see justice done, remember that God is faithful. When you're stressed out, you're anxious, and you're afraid, God is faithful. When you feel all alone, God is faithful. When you've been betrayed, when your trust has been broken, your confidence has been broken by people who you thought you could trust, God is still faithful. God is faithful. God is faithful. God is faithful. God is worthy of your trust. God created you, and God loves you. God is faithful. God sees you. He sees the storm. He knows the story. He knows your story. Nobody else completely knows your story. Some people know parts of it. The people closest to you know more of it than strangers. But God knows your whole story, and God knows the end of your story, and God is in control of the end of the story, and God can do what he wants to do here and now, and God is faithful, and God loves you. It is so easy to forget that God is faithful when things are falling apart around us, when things are falling apart inside us. Blessed is the man who perseveres under trial. The Greek often uses the word man or brother, adelphoi, but it's referring to men and women. Blessed is the person who perseveres under trial, because when they've withstood the test, they will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him. You may not see the result that you want here and now, but here's a promise. And remember that God is faithful, that you're blessed when you persevere under trial because you withstood the test. You're blessed because you'll receive a crown of life that God has promised for those who love him. That's all just verse 12. When you're tempted, don't blame God. When you struggle with sin, don't blame God. When you're tempted to give up, don't blame God. You got to give the other guy a little bit of credit too. That is Satan. He's the one who tempts us. God doesn't tempt us. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when by his own evil desire he is dragged away and enticed. Then after that desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it's full grown, gives birth to death. But you know what? God is faithful. He knew the trajectory. He knew the progression, temptation, sin, death. He got in the middle of it. He said, you know what? Rather than take away temptation, because that would take away all everybody's freedom, rather than take away sin, because that would take away everybody's freedom, I'm going to come and conquer death. Somebody had to die for us to live. God is faithful. How loyal is God to you? How loyal is Christ to you? How do you know he's faithful? How do you know he loves you? That wood. Some people say they love you, but they don't show up when you need them. They talk the talk. They don't walk the walk. God put his body where his mouth was. He said, I love you. And he didn't put up a bunch of money to save you. He put up his blood. He suffered to show his loyalty to you. Think of somebody in your life who's really shown you that they're loyal to you. Maybe it's your mother or your grandmother or a close friend. Few of you may have a hard time thinking of anybody. But probably most of you have somebody in your life who has shown that they care about you consistently, even when they see you make mistakes, even when they see your ugly side. Through thick and thin, they want what's best for you. They're loyal to you. They're so loyal to you that even when you are doing what's wrong or you're about to make a mistake, they'll speak up in a loving way. Say, you know what? I don't think this is a good decision, but I'm still with you. Know that I'm still for you. Latin, pro nobis. Christ is pro nobis. He's for us. If God is for us, who can be against us? God is more loyal to you than the most loyal person you've known in this life. Loyalty and faithfulness are tied pretty closely together. Faithful is a biblical word, and it's through the scripture in every story, weaved throughout. But this morning, I want you to think about loyalty. We look at the bread, when you take the cup, think about loyalty. Think about God being loyal to you, even in the midst of your disloyalty to Him. Even in the midst of your mess, in the midst of your doubts, in the midst of your failures and your struggles, the table is a reminder of the promise that God is faithful. He's been faithful in the past, He's faithful in the present, and He'll be faithful in the future. Carry a lot of stress, man. I don't know if my loved one is going to make it through this illness. I don't know if I'm ever going to have this body healed. I don't know if I'm going to lose my job. I don't know if that relationship's going to get fixed. I kind of think they don't like me, and I'm not sure what to do about it. We can live in fear, or we can live by faith. And faith is not just hoping good things will happen. Faith is not positive thinking. Faith is not, well, things are going to get better. I know it. Faith is informed reason and trust that's supported by reality. And I have faith in Jesus because He rose from the dead. I have faith in God because He created the world. I have faith in His word because I've found it to be true in my life and in the lives of the people I've met. I have faith because I've experienced God's love transform my heart, change my trajectory, and give me hope. God is faithful. God is faithful. God is faithful. As we come to the table, remember, God is faithful. God is for us. And He is able. Let's pray.